Okay, Rabotai, so just to, I thought we would go through the whole alphabet and the Nekudot yesterday, but that didn't end up happening. So let's continue where we left off. We left off with Dalit, so let's continue with the Otiyot. Hopefully we'll get to the Nekudim as well, Nekudot. And I'll point out where applicable the differences between the Aidot. He is pretty self-explanatory. It's a he. He is a he. Not too much. We did speak about yesterday that there's one exception, that when there's a he at the end of the word with a mapik, with a kamatz, right? It's always a kamatz he at the end with the dagesh in the he that makes it mapik, that makes it that makes it kind of people commonly make the mistake of saying of making mapik he external, meaning elo ha. Or, give me another mapike. Yeah? Bimkuma. That's, you have to kind of inhale as opposed to exhale. Yeah, especially in Elowah. It comes like a, that's a different rule of Patach Genuva. We'll leave that for a second.
We say Yom Kippur, we say Elowah Tumnin.
Nahon? Yeah, same idea. No. Wah. It's the same as tapuach. Of course there is. Yeah. Now, we're up to Vav. Vav is a very, very interesting letter because depending on your Eidah, there are, now any which way you pronounce it, you'd be pronouncing it legitimately. And I'll explain why. Rav Saadia Gaon writes that the proper way to pronounce a Vav is by making kibbutz ha-sfatayim. Now, what do you mean kibbutz ha-sfatayim? Kibbutz ha-sfatayim, you kind of, if you pucker up your lips a little bit like a fish, and then you make a sound, wah. Understand? Kibbutz ha-sfatayim, by bringing the lips together. If you pronounce the vav like a vav, that has nothing to do with the lips and everything, it has to do with the bottom lip, but it has to do with what? Your top teeth and your bottom lip. That's not kibbutz ha-sfatayim. So that certainly is not Rav Saadia Gaon's vav. Yeah, Rav Saadia Gaon says has to be alide kibbutz ha-sfatayim. Now, why do I tell you, but vav is also legitimate. Where's that from? Takshiv, zeh bishvilcha. If you look at the Ran on the Sugyan Masechet Ketubot, Daf Chet Amud Bet, the Ran brings down a machloket rishonim, what the ending, you know, Birkat Erusin, which we say, Shekidishan Mutzutav V'tzivanu Ala Arayot V'asalanu D'Barachah, that we make under the chuppah. There's a few, but that's called Birkat Erusin. So it has a very interesting ending. Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yideh Chuppah.
What Kedushin?
So there's a machloket rishonim. What the next, everybody knows the next word is going to be Kiddushin. But what the prefix of the last word is? Is it going to be with a vet or with a vav? Big machloket rishonim. Baalei HaTosfot and the Ashkenazim, they ended off with a vav. The Kiddushin. Sfaradim ended off Kedat HaRamban, which the Ran brings down over there and the Ran agrees to, with a vet. Now the Ran writes that the Shitot that said to do it with the Vav, really they're mistaken, and they meant to say it, the only reason why they said it is because Vav and Vet are interchangeable. Boom! What'd you just get from the Ran?
That he holds it's a Vav.
That he pronounced the Vet as a Vav. So first of all, you see two things from the Ramban and the Ran. First of all, they didn't hold like Rav Saadia Gaon in terms of the pronunciation of the Wow. So obviously, if Rishonim are... Now, it's very possible. Rav Saadia Gaon was from Bavel, Syria, Mitzrayim, that area. The Ran and the Ramban were from where? Spain. So it's very possible that pronunciation evolved since then. Don't forget, Rav Saadia was a Gaon. The Ran and Ramban were Rishonim, which was later. So it's again, throughout Am Yisrael's history, pronunciations and enunciations have evolved. That we know. So that's one thing. What else can you tell me from this Ran?
Syrians?
Huh? That he doesn't hold like the Syrian and the Baghdadi pronunciation of only bet, which is Abraham, that there's no vet, because you see from the fact that he says that a vet and a vav are interchangeable, meforash, what does he say? That it's pronounced as a v, as opposed to just a b. Anyway,
huh? Problem type of letters that sound the same. It's like a waste.
So it's not a waste. Now, many times, the biggest ra'ayah that these letters have different sounds is the fact that there are multiple letters. It can't be that a there's a raya that many letters that sound the same have to be a little bit different. Tav, tet, kof, kaf, many different letters. But this is a very interesting anomaly. I haven't found a terutz. According to Rav Saadia Gaon, the question is, the question doesn't even start. One's a vit, and one's a wow. Now again, I don't know what Rav Saadia would say about the vit. He's not, especially since he was Bavli. Maybe he did the bit also. But from Vav, he says Meforash that it's a wow. It's not a Vav. But according to the Ran and the Ramban that say that they're interchangeable, what be'emit is the difference between the V of a vit and the V of a Vav? Tzarechiyun. But at least you see how they pronounce it. Now, the more correct of the two, Agan Rabbi Meir Mazur Shlita brings that the more correct of the two is W. Rav Saadia Gaon was considered the Melech HaDikduk. He was considered the king of modern Dikduk. Rav Saadia Gaon, Minchat Shai, Radak, these were the greatest Medakdikim in Am Yisrael's history. So, safe to assume. Now, by the way, what do you think? It's just, how many Eidot do you know that wow?
None.
No, that's not, that's mamash not true. Timani, Tunisaim, Bavlim. You ever heard Iraqi spray?
Iraqis
also, also very, no, but that's more Israeli-ish. But real Iraqis, they pray with a wow. Moroccans, old-timers. You'll hear old-timer Moroccans like the elderlies. You'll hear them also saying wow. If you listen to Maran Zichrono Livracha, there's a lot of clips of Chazanut from Maran Zichrono Livracha. I don't know if you ever heard him. He was phenomenal in you know, all areas, but also in Chazanut. He was a phenomenal Chazan, both in his musical knowledge and also in the beauty of his voice. I don't know if you ever heard a clip of him being Chazan. Wonderful Chazan. He didn't do it a lot. In his youth, he was a lot more active, but it was unbelievable. So, historically, he was Iraqi. You know that he came to Eretz Yisrael from Baghdad when he was 4 years old. In 1925, he was born in 1921. He came to Eretz Yisrael in 1925. So he was brought up to pronounce things like Iraqis. Throughout his years in yeshiva, though, in Porat Yosef, he Yerushalmified, which means that he moved away a little bit. Now again, in those times, the Iraqis, there were the chief residents, this chief Sephardic residents of Yerushalayim at the time were Iraqis and Syrians. That's, you have the old Baghdadis and you have the Syrians. That's, ever heard of Beit HaKnesset Addis? It's a very famous shul. They have a bunch of them over there. They're also Bukharians in Shunat Bukharim and Syrian. But those were the two main things. So in Porat Yosef, he had moved away slightly from, we'll call it Baghdadism, and more adopted Yerushalmiism, which is more, you know, in terms of the ta'amim and the speech and stuff like that. So, in his life, he did pronounce vit. Yeah, instead of just saying, Abraham, he did say Avraham. But mikol makom, sometimes when he's chazan, he did let his old Iraqi-isms slip. I don't know if you ever listen. If you listen very carefully, there's a clip that I have of slichot. And one time he's saying, so, kimon she'odat le'ana miqiz, beautiful chazanot. By the time he finishes, then everybody has to say Vayavor. So what does he say? Vayavor. You hear the was slip because he had it, I guess, even genetically from his Baghdadi roots. So you see, Maran Zichrono Livracha didn't disavow the wow. Most of his life, especially the end of his life, he was into vavs. That's true, but he did. There were certain times that he slipped with a wow, and if you ask him, that's the more correct. Now, but either which way, like I told you, each one is a makor, and whatever your edah is noheg to do, you don't necessarily have to switch. What I'm trying to say, certain things you have to switch because they're wrong. A vav is not wrong, and a wow is not wrong. Both of them are rooted yesodatam beharid kodesh. Now, moving on, zayin's pretty self-explanatory. Sometimes it'll have a dagesh chazak, zzz, aval beseder, it's especially important in kriyat shema. Like the Shulchan Aruch brings down that a person should say Lema'an tizkeru latiz etazayim. Why chas v'shalom? So it shouldn't be heard as tizkeru chas v'shalom to rent or to hire a kadosh baruch huze mecharefum gadif. Now it's interesting. Fun fact: the only sound in the English and Hebrew alphabet that cannot be enunciated in a whisper is the Z. try to whisper a Z, it's impossible. Physically impossible to whisper a Z or a Zayin. Therefore, if you are whispering Kriyat Shema to yourself and you want to be Matiz et Zayin of Tizkeru, you have to raise your voice. You like that?
Yeah. I've been doing it this entire time.
Maran Mifurash, in Tzimah Tzimah Aleph. Tzarich Lehatiz et Zayin shel Tizkeru. If you're whispering, you can't be matiz et hazayin.
You have to raise
your voice a little bit. Yeah. Now again, there are other zayins in Kriyat Shema, uzchartem vechule, but the most important one is tizkeru. Top mikol makom. That is a fun fact. Chet rabotai. This is a very, very big one. Yeah. Maran brings down that if a person calls alfin einin, einin alfin. Hehin chetin, chetin, hehin ma'avirin oto. The letter chet is a ot, is an ot gronit, which means it is a guttural letter. Where does it come from? Chet comes from the back of the throat. Now, it's in between, the sound of a chet is not a he, right, because he is just a he. It's also not a chaf, because that's not an ot gronit. Chet is somewhere in between. It takes, you know, it's Middle Eastern people, since that's a very, it's a predominantly Middle Eastern Arabic sound. Middle Eastern Arabic Jews, not Arabic Jews, but you know, Jews from Arabic lands, have a much easier time pronouncing the chet, because the sound chet is very common in Arabic. Ashkenazim have a very hard time with it, because there's no ch in Yiddish or in German or in Polish or whatever. They don't have that. And ch, yes, it has to be acquired. Now, very famous story that the Gemara brings down, Masechet Merilla. Daf Kavdalet Amud Bet. So he says, the Gemara says that one time Rabbi Chiya came over to Rabbi Shimon Barabbi. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They're friends. Yeah? Because what was the relationship between them?
Father-in-law?
No. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Barabbi. What was Rabbi Chiya to Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Rabbi Yisai, Gemarot. Rabbi Chiya, what was the relationship between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Talmido Amuvhak. He was his chief Talmid. So apparently, since, you know, being the Talmid Muvhak of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was good friends with Rabbi Shimon. So over there, the Gemara is discussing Mumim Shebakohanim, Yadav Bo Hakniot, and all those Mumim. Rabbi Chiya came over to Rabbi Shimon and he said, if you were a Kohen, you wouldn't be able to go up to the Dukhan. He was mocking him a little bit. Why? What did he tell him? Remember? He said, your voice is too deep. And that's a Mum. He had a very deep voice. And he says, because of that, you'd be pasul ladukhan. Rabbi Shimon got insulted. Ma, he went and told his father, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He says, go tell him back. He said, go tell back Rabbi Chiya. He says, when you get to the pasuk, there's a pasuk in Yishayah, v'chikiti la'ashem, which means I wait for Hashem's salvation. He says, lo nimtzeta mecharef umgadef. Would you not find yourselves blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean? Says Rashi HaKadosh. Rabbi Chiya wasn't able to pronounce chet. Every time he got to a chet, he pronounced it as a he. And therefore, when he got to this pasuk, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was taunting him back and says, what do you do when you get to the pasuk? Instead of v'hikiti la'ashem, he would say v'hikiti la'ashem, which means chas v'shalom. Uy. So he says, alo. Rabbeinu HaKadosh meant to tell him, take it easy.
Yeah? How do you mix it up? It says that one hairs with that bright.
Like, I don't think it. Listen, Rabbi Chiya was Gdol Ador. He was. He put together the Baraito, the Tosefot. It wasn't that he was mixing it up. It's that he was. That was his speech, not his voice, but his pronunciation.
How do you not get the right pronunciation?
Baba, ask Persians. No, Bemet. No. They have this thing. Listen,
We have
they also say Lehela.
We have this challenge every day. And Nafshinu Hikidal Hashem.
You have to understand, Rabbi Chiya was from Bavin. He moved to Eretz Israel. So it's very possible that the Aramaic that was spoken in Bavel had a, even though in Aramaic there are chayt, but he had some sort of impediment in pronouncing the chayt. So again, does that mean that Rabbi Chiya would never serve a shliach tzibur? The Gemara over there talks about that chayfanim and she'anim, those kind of people shouldn't go up for shliach tzibur. It doesn't say that Rabbi Chiya never went up for shliach tzibur. Maybe there were people like him. Aval ma, you have to know that there are differences. He is he, chaf is chaf, chet is chet. It's right in the middle. Now, that's that. So you have to work on that, because that's one of the things that we are ma'avir the shliach tzibur for, if he's able to help it. If he's not able to help it, So whatever. But one of the things that we're ma'avir shliach tzibur is alfin aynin, hehin haitin. You have to try to work on it. Now, next we have tait. Tait is a very complicated letter because many people just pronounce it like a tav. And that's a mistake, right? Like Eliyahu brought up before. Yonatan. Eliyahu. Tzadakti. Astagit tzadakti. Anyway, b'kitzur. It can't have the same letter because otherwise it can't have the same sound, tav and atlet, because otherwise, you know, we would need two letters. Tav is very simple. Tlet is a little bit more complicated. That's called an ot chaychit, which means a letter that's formed based on contact with the chaych, with the palate. How do you make a tlet? You need, it's interesting the way that you hear the sound. I want you to hear the sound clearly. Tlet. Now, sometimes there's a dagish chazak in the tlet, which makes it tlet, which makes it even stronger. But that there's no difference in the actual sound. You have to make contact. Your tongue has to make contact with your palate in three different places in order to produce a tlet. Ready? Watch. Yeah. Tip of your tongue on the top of the palate, and then the right and left sides of your tongue on the top of the palate too. Tlet.
Dirt.
No, again, not. No, not like Indian. Yeah. No. It's not. No. Plate. See. Plate. So that's the oat. It's a tod letot afot. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So pashut. Remember, oat chayfit. You make contact tip and the sides of the tip and the sides of the palate. And so, yeah,
Matashon. Isn't tough also oat chayfit? You also make contact.
Yeah, that's true, but it's a different kind. It's a different kind. Now, moving right along. Yod, many times mispronounced. If you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, the way Yod is, the letter is not Yud. The letter is Yod. M'cholam. That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah? Just like it's not Gimel, it's Gimal. Well, again, it's not Me'akev, obviously, because as long as you're making the right sounds. Yod is Yod. Yeah, tov. Moving right along, that's easy. So many times, the Yod will have Dagesh, which makes it Yeh, makes it a little bit stronger. But the Yod is the Yod. Kaf and Chaf are easy. Kaf, Chaf. Now over there, that has nothing, not to be confused with a Chet, and also not to be confused with a Chet, or with a Chet or Kof. Two different letters. Kaf, Pashut. Now, there is no Aida in Am Yisrael, although there are Aidot among the Sfaradim, like we said, that don't differentiate between bit and vit, and they just say bit. I've never heard, and I think it's incorrect, not to differentiate between a kaf and a chaf. It's incorrect not to differentiate, which means the only correct, there have to be two. There is no masoret whatsoever not to differentiate.
So you have to say kaf and chaf.
Kaf and chaf. Now, if a person made a mistake, instead of saying kena'an, he said china'an, or vice versa, lo me'akev, because it's the same thing. But bevada'u bevada'u, there's two separate letters. Now,
So you should try to make a
Lamed. Lamed Rabotai is also, you see how I pronounced it? Many times people let the Lamed flow from the back of their tongue. Lamed. Yeah? The Lamed has to be a little bit sharper. The most important inflection of the Ot Lamed is the tip of the tongue. Lamed. Yeah? Also Ot Chaychit. Lishonit and Chaychit. It's a combination of the tongue and the palate. Don't let it roll off of the back of your tongue. Lamed. Just lamed. Yeah. Now, if it's degusha, obviously it's going to be l. Yeah. Fine. Zabisel. Mem pashut. M.
Isn't mim? I have people say mim.
That's Iraqis usually say. Zagam tov. Mem is pretty. That's called an otzfatit, right? Because the only what are you using in order to make the ot mem? Only the lips. That's it. No teeth. No palates garnished. No throat. Only mem. If there's dagesh chazak, yeah. Sometimes, many times. Usually, what's the number one rule for when a letter gets a dagesh? If there's a hayidia, almost always any letter, forget about bigot kifit, even non-bigot kifit letters that come after a hayidia will always, almost always have a dagesh. Yeah, for instance, vayibim ha'chashverosh, hu ha'chashverosh, ha'molech. If you look. Many Moroccans, they have a minhag to say hamolech mehodu ve'ad kush. Ze ta'ut. Why? What's hamolech? Molech ze avodah zarah chas v'shalom. Ze ta'ut, shechozrim. It's a totally different word. Lo hamolech, ela Hamolech, which means who ruled from Hodu to Kush. But over there, that's just an example. Since the Mem comes after Haidiah, you know what Haidiah is, right? Obviously.
No, wait, what's Haidiah?
When you have a he in the beginning of a, as the prefix of a word, it comes to tell you the, a special, a designated thing. Hammolech, he who rules, the special one, any letter that comes after Haidiah will always have a Dagesh Chazak.
What makes it Haidiah?
If it's a prefix, yeah. As opposed to if it's part of the Shoresh, if it's a name, he will only be Haidiah if it's a prefix of a word without the Shoresh. If it's part of the Shoresh or part of a name, even though it comes at the beginning of a word, it's not Haidiah.
So Hamelech will be the Mem.
Hamelech also, Yafeh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Hadar or Hadar?
No, so why is Hadar not?
It's a name.
It's part of the Shoresh.
It's part of the Shoresh. Hadar is the Shoresh, so it's not Haidiah. Or if you would say, but if you would say Ha'oz ve'ha-Hadar, then it, that would, well, over there you have Vavachibur plus Haidiah, two different things. But anyway, yeah. Tov.
Hadar, like he who lives.
Huh?
Hadar, like he lives.
What? So, Hadar, yeah, what is that? He who lives or he who resides, since there's a Haidiah and Dar is the Chodesh, Dar is the Shoresh, so the Dalit of Hadar would then get a Dagesh. That's. But I'm not even talking about Dageshim and Nekudot still. We're still building blocks, letters. We're going back to Pre-1A, Aleph Bet. Yeah? We have to kind of factory reset and redo it more totals. Okay? Uh-huh. You look in the what do you call it? Restore default factory settings.
Restore default factory.
Yeah. Settings. Yeah. So it's a chalasot reset. You have to hard reset in order to get it right. So, now what are we up to?
Noon.
Now noon, very very simple. Also, unless it has a dagesh, n. Yeah.
What about the sofiot?
Same sounds. The sofiot will always have the same. The letters that have the sofiot are mansapach. Remember that. That's also a shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefi HaKabana. Mansapach, mem, nun, saddi, pe, chaf. Now, even though those letters are out of order, they're not in chronological order of the aleph bet, but we refer to them as the sofiot of mansapach because they are, that's a reference to Shem Hashem.
Why do we have it? Because of that?
What?
That's why we have the sofis?
It's part of the sodot about it, yes. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about otiyot mansapach, but without getting into the Kabbalistics of it, by the way, a lot of the... Huh?
That's the aravot?
Bidyuk. When you hit the aravot, the kavanah that the Ben Yishchai says to have is you hit the aravah five times with kavanah of mansapach. Mem, nun, saddi, pe, chaf. Anyway.
How's Rav saying the name?
Because it's one of them that you're allowed to say.
Wait, so why do we have it? You're saying
it's not why. It's just sodot hadavar. I'm not sure why. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the aleph bet. Like I told you a bunch of times. Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch She'amar ve'aya olam. He uttered the aleph bet, and with different letters and tzirufim, he created the world with be'amirato yitbarach. Shtabach Shem. So now moving right along, then we have samach. Samach is pashut. Samach. Now interestingly, samach and sin are interchangeable. Yeah, meaning they make exactly the same sound, and sometimes you look in the, I'll give you an example. Where do we find that samach and sin are interchangeable?
Sota. Yesterday.
Yeah. How does the, in Parashat Naso, where the Torah speaks about a sota, ve'at ki satit tachat ishech. How does the Torah spell satit?
Sin.
With a sin. If you look in Masechet Sota, how's it spelled?
Samach.
With a samach. Also, keli cheres. El keli cheres al maim chayim. How does the Torah spell cheres? Chet, resh, sin. In Chazal, when you look in the Gemara, Mishnayot, Gemarot, how does it spell cheres? Samach. These things are interchangeable. Samach, the sin, interchangeable, they have exactly the same sound.
Why wouldn't Chazal follow with the Torah?
Because they're interchangeable.
But the Torah never interchanges.
Or them. But sometimes the Torah does interchange certain things, and I'll tell you soon. Now, then you have Ayin. Ayin is Ot Gronit. Ayin is a guttural letter. Yeah? So, again, don't swallow your tongue, but Ayin has to be done binachat. A lot of people overdo it. You're not supposed to overkill anything. Tzachlasot. Maze?
Ovadia.
Yeah? Yeah. Really, Ovadia. Yeah, because the dalet is in the middle of the word. It doesn't have the gish. Yeah, you're never madgish if it's followed by... If the dalet itself is a... If it has a shvanach, which is a tenuah ktana, then there's no dagish. So, ayin, you have to be mavdil bin alfin le'ayin. Yeah, you don't say person one time went up to the Baruch Atash, Baruch Atah Amonai. Hello, hello. What is it? Is it not true? Aleph when it's supposed to be an Aleph, Ein when it's supposed to be an Ein. Kacha. Now. I don't know. If he knows better, probably not. If he doesn't know better, what are you supposed to do? Matase.
He's like a guy here.
What if he's a
Bentora?
No. And if you tell him?
And he says, Amonai? Am I?
You made a mistake once.
Fix him. Vabadai. Fix the Shem Hashem.
You really need the
Bentora. So repeat.
Yeah, that's not the Shem. That's not the Shem. The Shem is with an Aleph. Now, Hala. Then you have Peh. Peh and Feh. That's another big kifet. Pashut Meod. Peh. Yeah, just the Sfatayim.
Is that also something you should differentiate, like Kaf and Kaf?
Vadai.
So
yeah.
Far-all.
Yeah. Oh, so that's going Beged Kefet. We'll speak about those the differences between Par'o and Far'o, which, by the way, it comes up at the end of Sefer Bereshit, but also Sefer Shemot, at least the first few Parashiot, are chock full of Par'os. So you got to know how to differentiate. How are you supposed to know? Maze Par'o, maze Far'o. How are you supposed to know the difference? Beged kefet, berosh mila, depends on the last letter of the previous word is going to determine what the nikud of the beged kefet is going to be at the beginning of the word. So, put that aside.
You should make a chilud.
It's not merkev, right?
Not merkev.
Why does it matter? What's like the difference?
It's two different letters.
But
it's the same letter, but two different pronunciations.
So you should make the chilud like kaf.
But
die. Does it change the meaning?
It doesn't change the meaning, so it's not merkev. If a person said Vayomer Far'o mistakenly because he doesn't know, but that's incorrect.
So why does the Torah have different ways of pronouncing it? The
beauty of Lashon HaKodesh is that there's different pronunciations and different things mean different things. Moving right along, I just want to finish the Aleph Beit. Then you have Sadi. Sadi is a very, very tricky letter for some people to get because it's not a T as you were taught. You know, until now, that's not the sound. It's not the TS, or, I mean, there's no TZ in English, but, you know, the TS sound, the T, that's incorrect. The S is more, the way the Poskim refer to a Sadi is like a Samach or Sin that's a little bit more Harif. It's a little bit sharper than the regular, in a Sin, Samach. Yeah, same. But then if you give it a little bit more zest, if you make it a little bit more harif, sleh. See what I did? Sleh, the samach, comes from the tip of the tongue. Over here, once again, you're using the sides of the tongue to sharpen the sleh, right? Sleh, samach. Sleh, sleh, sadi. Now, if it has a dagesh chazak, with the dagesh chazak now turns that even sharper than what it... Yeah? Vata'al... Hasseferdeya, that has a dagesh chazak in the sadi. Why would the sadi over there have a dagesh?
Because of the hay beforehand.
Because it has a hay di'a, so that turns the sadi to have a dagesh chazak. Vata al hasseferdeya, yeah. Say over there, and also the dalit is dagush, yeah. So mikol makom, that's the difference between sadi and samach. You have to be mavdil. Now listen carefully. Many times in the Torah itself, Yitzchak. Yeah, is always spelled how? Yod, Sadi, Chayet, Kof. But in the rest of Nach, many times it'll be spelled with a Sin. Yeah, if you look in Perik Kuf Vav in Teilim, that's where Hodula Adonai Kiru Bishmo Odu Ba'amim Anon Yotav comes from. There's a bunch of differences between how we say it in the Tefillah, but it says, Asher Karat Et Avraham Ushvu'ato Leishak. If you look in Tehillim, it has a sin over there, not sadi. And many. What's the difference in Lashon HaKodesh between sehok with a sadi and sehok with a sin? Az yemale, for instance, let's go to Yitzchak. Kol ha-shomea, v'tomer sara, sehok asali Elohim kol ha-shomea yisachakli. What's that? Laughter. Okay. Az yemale sehok pinu. What's that? With a sin. Same exact thing. So we see that not only are sound-wise, Samach and Sin are interchangeable. Meaning-wise, Sadi and Sin are interchangeable. See?
But not the sound.
Huh? Not the same. The sounds are similar, not the same. Many times you'll see people, this is another, sometimes either Persians or Chalabim, they say Yishak, right? That's also somewhat, it's not Yitzchak, because that would mean it has a sin, or a samach. It's Yitzchak. Understand? It's the sharper sound of the subdi. Now, hala. You see?
No, I don't see it.
Coffee. אשר קראת את אברהם ושבועתו ליצחק. Now,
doesn't the version that we read
in the Tefillah, it has a Saddi. There are differences between the version in, it's based off of Tehilim Kufay, but the one we say in Sederat Tefillah is a little bit different. Yeah, you check over here, there's a bunch of differences. Now,
isn't the Ben Ishchai actually allocated to Sederach Yamim? Like
the Divrei Yamim one.
Divrei Yamim.
Nachon? But it's more or less the same idea. Now, there are many things, by the way, that come up in Tanakh that are repeated again in Divrei Yamim, because Divrei Yamim is just a, as Sefer Devarim is for the Torah, a recap of the Torah, Divrei Hayamim is the recap of the Nevi'im Uchtuvim. Now, weiter. You have Sadi, Kof. Now, Kof is an Ot Gronit also. It's a guttural letter. You have to make sure people just, yeah? K. Lo nachon. Ze lo nachon. Kof has to come from the throat. Not from the, yeah, not from the from the front of the mouth. So they have to be very careful. And if there's a dagesh chazak, it's kof. Yeah, why is it called a kof? Because the letter is hunched over, like a monkey. Understand? Kof ze kmo kof. Mekufaf kmo kof. What does mekufaf mean?
Hunched over.
Bent over. Zokif kefufim. Also bent over. Understand? Big stuff. Then you have resh. The Gaon Mivilna proves also in his the Perush al Tikkuni HaZohar, a lot of people, there's the, we called it the Israeli, French, Lithuanian Resh. Then you have the American Resh, right? The R. No, many times it's interchanged with the R sound. Resh and R are two different sounds. So the Gaon Mivilna says Meforash, that Ot Resh is Ot Leshonit. He proves it from the Zohar HaKadosh. If it's Ot Leshonit, that comes from the Chich, that comes from the palate. It's not. We hold Ot Re, it's not R either. Yeah? It's not. And many times on Sfaradim, they, in trying to say, Baruch, yeah, it's not Baruch. Zelo. Resh is, it has to roll off your tongue. Now again, it doesn't have to be like a, you know, a steamroller, but Baruch, it has to be Ot Leshonit. Now, then you have Shin. Shin and Sin. Shin, there you go, same idea. And then Tav and Thav. Now, listen carefully. Most, now Tav is very easy, not to be confused with the Tet, but the Thav, also, just like the other bigot kifits, we differentiate between Dagush and Rafui, Tav should be no different. Now, most, I would say the vast majority of Sfaradim, especially Israelis, don't have the wherewithal or have the masoret or have the ability to th. Now this, as opposed to the dalit refuya, which is the th sound as in the, or they, or them, the thou is the th sound of three, or thick. Yeah, that kind of th sound. Now that's the most correct. Even a Gaon Rabbi Meir Mazuz speaks on behalf of Tunisian Jewry, and he's a tremendous medakdek. He says meforash that they don't have, they weren't minumad to do it, but the real correct way is to be, if a person can, to do the th sound. Now again, most Sfaradim do not. Most Sfaradim do just like Israelis and do not differentiate whatsoever between a tau and a thou. Bevadai, a person's yotze like that. Maaseh she'ayah, I'll end off with this, is that when I was Chazan in Chavedat for many years, before I started, I asked Chaim David, who's also a tremendous midakdik, he's Koreba Torah very much midikduk, and I paid attention that he doesn't do all of the dikdukim. So I asked him, do you want me to do all of the dikdukim, like the wawim, and the tlet, and the saddi, and the tha? I asked him, he does most of them, but the tha he doesn't do. So I asked him, would you like me to do? He says, bevadai. I said, aval kvodo lo ose. I said, you know, he doesn't do it himself. He says, ani mani ase. He says, zeh lashon. You know, when you live in Israeli society, so it gets a little bit difficult to do it. He's like, avel im ata yodea ta'ase. There's no, it doesn't work well if he doesn't do it or she doesn't do it, so that makes it wrong. No, if you know how to do it, if that's the emit and you know how to do it, so implement it. That's the way it should be. And don't worry, people are going to start laughing at you. But like the Rama says, if you're doing the right thing in Avodat Hashem, now again, don't do overkill, but if you're doing it the way it should be, and people laugh, okay, so you should laugh. The way it should be is the way I'm telling you. Lachin, not everybody can adopt everything, especially wows and thous. It's hard for some people. Aval, if you can do it, if you can train yourself, so, yeah, go ahead.
Is it better to do it, but if you were to do it, you'd be like behind in the tefillah? Because I've been trying to do some of them, but I have to constantly be conscious of changes, a lot of the letters that I've been saying.
So anytime you're training for something, in the beginning, it takes you much longer, but the more you become accustomed to it, it becomes second nature. So naturally, when you start, it's going to take you a little bit longer. But, you know, eventually, your end goal should be that it, you know, you go quicker and it just comes naturally to you. Yeah.
Two questions. Yeah. One, why do some English sfarim say, instead of Yosef, Joseph? Like,
because that's the English word. That's the English translation for Yosef is Joseph. You know?
So
why do they call Eov Job? You know what I'm saying? It's Job, I know, but they were Job, you know?
All right. Yeah. Second thing.
That's how it's spelled, J-O-B.
In Shoftim.
Yov. Yod is a dagesh. Yeah, it's dagush because it comes after a heavy. We'll talk about that next time. Yeah.
In Shoftim, there's also an episode with Shibolet, Sibolet.
Yeah, so Shevet Ephraim, they were waging war against Shevet Ephraim at the time. And interestingly, many northern Moroccans still, especially the old-timers, have this problem. My grandfather actually spoke like that they can't pronounce a sheen. They would pronounce like a sheen as a instead of Rabbi Shimon, they say Bismillah. You know, no, but that's actually the word. But that's a speech impediment. It doesn't make it right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to propagate that because why it's a minhag. Right. You have to know what's a minhag and you have to know what's a ta'ut. You understand? Yesh minhag v'yesh ta'ut. Minhagim is good to propagate. Ta'uyot. So they did it. So what do you have to follow it for? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I was actually about to ask when it died down. I thought it might have done that after David, but no, Rabbi said his grandfather did it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a famous Moroccan thing.
That's oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
When would you say taf? I don't want to say that. When you say thal and when you say tal?
You tell me. When it's dagush, it's ta. When it's rafui, when there's no dagesh, it would be tha.
Oh, the dagesh makes it tha?
Right? Both tabs over there are not dagush. So it's tha-tha. Yeah? When it's dagush, Torah, or sometimes it's not. In the morning, it's Baruch Ata Hashem, Nothen, HaTorah. Or Al Divre Torah. You understand?
It's so tau or taf.
The letter is spelled as taf, yud, vav. So it's either tav, it's not tough. There's no fe there. So it's either tav or tau. You understand? Tau or tav.
So Shemi, it be, so not tau, it's tatu. So it's th, tau. The
correct.
T, like th.
Vilo. Correct, the most correctly is vilo tathul. Understand? But again, you know, run of the mill Sfaradi will still say vilo taturu. Is it going to say there? Person's Yotzei Dechova in Baya. Yeah.
Is it Yisachar or Yisachar?
It's a ta'ut. That's a ta'ut, and there was a ta'ut that was propagated by Hasidim. They have such a minhag. But that's why if you look in the Torah, the second sin of Yisachar has no nikud under it whatsoever. If it was supposed to be like that, if it was Yisachar, there would be a Shevanach under the sin. Anywhere the Torah spells Yisachar with two sins, yeah, which it's always, this second scene has no nikud under it, which shows you that it's silent.
Why is it spelled
like so? That's kol haTorah kulan regel achat, huh? Is it the same? We'll talk about it next time. That's a hard one for the tongue. We'll talk. Is it the same? Yeah. Tai yom tov. So we are off tonight. We'll be back. Is it the same tomorrow afternoon? Wait, shir is different. So maybe we'll do it at the same time, 1 o'clock after mincha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest
mid-tech
tech in the world today?
Yeah, I sent it on our chat.